Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions. I am Gable Morenci, and I'm on the grid, and so is the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. No monologue because my back and my feet hurt. And also, we've got a TFC and a Nashville FC soccer match set to begin right now. So without further ado, it's time for Cam's Corner Kicks. Cam, what are you doing with the big TFC Nashville FC match?
Well, Gabe, I could tell you it probably won't start at 6 o'clock, as they say. I'm predicting 6:25. That's my over-under for this game because you know how they like to milk it, just like Northfield. But I will say this. I'm taking a shot with TFC plus 135 in reg, and we're going to take the over 2.5 goals. TFC 3, Nashville 1.
Bold, 3-1. Cam's predicting final scores, as I believe the very good-looking bald guy did on the program last night. I don't know his name. Yeah, there's a very good-looking bald guy on Sports Grid. Not Pisapia, the other guy. Not Pisapia, the other guy, Morenci. The guy that's on six. I believe I tuned in yesterday, and I believe he said 27-24, final score. 27-24. Was the final score. Unfortunately, I did not bet that exact final score. Probably would have gotten about 150-1 or something like that on that bet.
Yeah, that would have been nice. But hey, hitting it there, and the Antonio Brown props, the Cooper Kupp props, very good. Good work there. And let's roll it into this soccer match tonight. We got three games in the MLS playoffs, Gabe. I'm happy with the early start, and should be interesting. Just talking to Parker, one of the producers, and he's brought up a really good point. Lots of draws and crazy outcomes so far in the MLS playoffs. Penalty kicks that are lasting long, players having to be goalies. Crazy things have happened. Like, I'll say this, the MLS is offering drama, but I think this game, TFC can get it done in regulation and injury time.
Yeah, it's the playoffs. So you're right. And the MLS is tricky at the best of times. I've noticed, they're all over the place. There's games that are 1-1. There's games that are 3-3. They are close. If there's anything, there hasn't really been any blowouts in the playoffs. We've seen some extra times. We've seen a couple of shootouts, penalty kicks as well already. It's been very, very competitive. Nashville was a surprise. Nashville, of course, an expansion team. They beat Inter Miami in the play-in playoff game. But now you're on the pitch with the big boys. All right? You're not playing Inter Miami. You're playing TFC. TFC.
FC.
Dynamite. And I tell you, there's one of the toughest places to win is at TFC and in Toronto. Oh, wait. One of the toughest places to win is playing TFC in Hartford, baby.
Right? TFC's unbeatable in Connecticut, Gabe. I should wear my Connecticut shirt there. Come on.
It actually hasn't fared well with them. All kidding aside, TFC are a team driven by their fans as much as any team in North America. TFC fans away from them, they're kind of screwed. Like, they have a very passionate fan base that carries them. They really do. Yep. And you take TFC, you drop these guys on no fans in Hartford, they're not the same. But the thing is, they have so much more talent than Nashville do. And the thing is, TFC are also as healthy as they've been, Cam. They're loaded. They're stacked. They're all there. They've got a full complement. TFC's lineup is ready to go. I don't see how Nashville beat these guys. I don't. Shout out to our radio affiliates. I'm Gabe Morenci. We're kicking it with a Raging Red and Cam Stewart. It's Football Tuesday on the program today. We're talking NFL football, college football, and MLS football. We got Donnie Wrightside's going to step up, and then we'll talk NFL football. We got to be quick with Donnie, though, tonight, because he's got to get in and out on our show, because he's got to get out there to the big Philadelphia Union Revolution game this evening. I believe Donnie Wrightside. I'm pretty sure he's a Union season ticket holder. I honestly, it's 50-50 if Donnie knows that Philadelphia is playing New England tonight.
I'm gonna say he knows just because he's a sports fan. But you're right, Gabe. Season ticket holder? I don't think so. But I do like Philadelphia in the game. I'm thinking that might be the right side. They're a better team than the Revolution for sure.
Philadelphia in the game. That's my pick to win the title. That's my pick to win the title.
Well, yeah, they're playing the best. They are playing the best football / soccer out of any team heading into the playoffs. They've been on fire. They're getting good defense. They're scoring goals. Their offense is exploding. I like that team a lot, too. Philadelphia is dangerous. And New England, let's call it out for what it is. We watched the Montreal game. Montreal took the play to them a lot and actually got screwed on a couple calls. Should have been a penalty shot on that play that we were freaking out about. We got the late goal in that game, but they haven't. But New England is not that good. The Philadelphia is head and shoulders better than them.
So we're taking TFC and regulation. TFC and regulation has been bouncing around. It was plus 100. Then it's gone up to like plus 120, plus 125, plus 130. It's been bouncing around in the plus 125 to 130, plus 130 area. And then it's come down a little bit. And I'm also, I split my bet. I put a little on TFC and regulation. And we got TFC to qualify, TFC to advance. Because this is an elimination game, so there's no tie in this game. There could be a tie for the bet in the first 90 minutes. But basically, I've got TFC to win in any manner at minus 165, Cam. And like I said, they're loaded. My main man, Akinola, Pozuelo, you got Piatti, Azario, Michael Bradley, Gonzalez, Oro. They're all there, Cam. It's a who's who. It's the place to be. TFC tonight. Get it done. Get your bet in before this game starts at 9 tonight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabe Morenci. We're kicking it with a Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Carmine Bianco will step up and in a little bit later on from Wager Talk. We'll get into this MLS. If you're tuning in right now for the first time to this program, it is not a soccer show. I know we spent the first 10 minutes talking about it. You're like, this is MLS show.
It's not a soccer show.
We did not bring up NFL, called nothing. It was like, came out of the gate, TFC this, Seattle Sounders, LAFC. But, you know, it's not a soccer show, but it is a show for degenerate gamblers. And if you are a sports bettor, then you are betting on the MLS. tonight. And as I stated, speaking of sports bettors, Donnie right side, we brought Donnie on. We got to get him out quick tonight because he's got to get out to Chester. Got to get out to Chester, Pennsylvania for the big game tonight. Philadelphia Union and the New England Revolution. I said earlier, Donnie, you're a season ticket holder. You're a proud season ticket holder for the Union, aren't you?
No, exactly. And you know, when I'm coming on, it's definitely not a soccer so-so. There you go with me filling this.
Donnie's like, I got nothing on this. But how about this, though? I said earlier, it's 50-50 that you knew they were playing.
He didn't know.
I had idea that Philadelphia was playing at all. And that's always my favorite joke with every time the Union come on. It's like, we actually have a soccer team in Philadelphia.
I said, you know, Donnie, I lost the bet with Gabe.
Look at that under. Take the under. Always. Always the under.
Yeah. Donnie has no idea. And not only that, Donnie. They're the favorites to win the championship.
Yeah, they're good.
Yep. No,
I don't want to see
Jim
you.
Jim Curtin is still the manager. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I don't want to see you. I don't want to see you at the parade on the wagon like a fake fan. Yeah, no, Freddie Union.
Last time I was interested in the MLS, Freddie Adu was around, so that'll take you down.
You know why you know why the Union are the favorites, though, huh? Because Carson Wentz isn't their goalie.
Giving it away. Yeah.
Sorry.
Doug Peters, that was a good one.
Doug Peters,
yeah, enjoy that.
The coach. Doug Peters is not the coach.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Also, we'll talk NFL football. So just for the record, though, I'm on TFC in regulation. And then I put a bigger play on TFC to qualify to move on. Cam, you played TFC and the over, right?
Yeah, and actually, I'm glad you reminded me of the qualifying bet, too. Sometimes we forget about those because a lot of these games have been ties. Exactly the same. TFC to qualify, TFC plus 130 regulation injury time, and over 2.5 goals. Let's rock.
All right, I'm going to pass on the total for now. We'll see how it goes. And as Cam stated as well, I am curious to see how long they wait.
Well, we're at 6:15, and I'm still watching the pregame show. They're doing a documentary on George St. Pierre before. I don't know what these guys are doing, man. It's unbelievable.
Carmine comes out at 7:25. It'll probably be in about the 30th minute this game. Or maybe at the half. Halftime talk with Carmine. Yeah. Let's talk some NFL football. Thanksgiving, Dottie. Thanksgiving Thursday. And you know what? When I first looked at the card, I was like, oh, God. Like a couple of weeks ago, I was like, oh, really? You got the Texans and the Lions and then Washington and Dallas. Yet as the card approaches, I'm excited because I'm going to be taking the Houston Texans. And suddenly this Washington-Dallas game is for first place. Like the winner of this game will be in first place when the game is over. And your Philadelphia Eagles play the Seattle Seahawks on Monday. And I don't think they're beating the Seahawks. So the Eagles are going to take a step back. Sorry, Cam. Cam sort of chuckled when I said, Cam's a Seahawks fan, too.
I'm a Seahawks fan. You never know. I don't think Philly's going to win. But, yeah, no, we'll see, Gabe. Yeah. I don't get too confident here.
All right. So where I'm going with this is suddenly, Donnie, we got some interesting football. The Houston-Detroit game, meaningless. The Washington-Dallas game, train wreck, but it's intriguing. And then you have the undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers with the nightcap against the COVID-tainted Baltimore Ravens. So it is an interesting Thursday card now, Donnie.
No, it really is. And when you take a look at the first game, we always like to joke, like on Thanksgiving, it doesn't even matter how good Detroit is because they're never good. You just ease into Thanksgiving with that game. But it's always nice to talk about the Dallas Cowboys in that primetime slot at 4:30. That is a really interesting game. I like the way the Cowboys played last week against the Minnesota Vikings. But this Redskins defense gave a much, much different opponent than the Minnesota Vikings. And also the night game. I'm looking forward to Baltimore and Pittsburgh. Even though COVID has crept in, I think Baltimore is going to be tough to beat in this spot.
The number's starting to climb right now due to the COVID news. It's up to 5.5. Pittsburgh minus 5.5 now. So as far as Houston and Detroit, you know, listen, you want to talk about big fat turkeys? Well, his name is Matt Patricia. You guys know, remember, Cam, the episode of Seinfeld when Kramer was the turkey and Newman wanted to eat him? He's like, hey, buddy.
Yes.
Hey, buddy. And
like he's covered in butter.
That's Matt Patricia. Like, if the Detroit Lions could, like, they'd eat him. They'd basically, like, they'd put him in the spit and rotate his ass, and then they'd just carve him. Put a fork in him, all right? Or a pencil, all right? Put a pencil in this guy because he's done. Donnie, you talk about a team that's quit and rolled over. You get shut out by a pedestrian defense in Carolina, an XFL quarterback, and you know being in your backyard. I like P.J. Walker from Temple. But nevertheless, that's a sign that your players have quit on you, flat out quit. They've never played for them. They never actually were hired. So you got to quit to be hired to be quit. But you know, they never played for this guy. They've rolled over, short week. Houston at least have talent. I know their wide receiver situation is a little bit of an issue, but I like the Texans here.
Yeah, at least they're playing for their head coach. When you take a look at Detroit, what was so crazy about that game is not the fact that they lost to Carolina, but you score 0 points, and also on top of that, 185 total yards on offense. Now you come back on the short week. At least Romeo Crennel is getting something out of his football team. I would take the team that's still at least playing as a team that's not. Looks like maybe no Kenny Golladay again this week. I want nothing to do with Detroit. Their typical boneheaded plays on Thanksgiving just fade away on them. -2.5, -3 here at FanDuel. Take the -3.
The road to hell is paved with Detroit Lion Thanksgiving betters. Cam, are you going to be one of them?
I was waiting for good intentions, but I prefer yours. I have been on Detroit before, but no, I'm going to lay off this year. They've been pretty good. We've been fading these guys. I'm going to tell you, I agree. Like this, the Jim Caldwell situation is even more angry to me now since Matt Patricia. Hey, I'm a Bill Belichick disciple. I'm going to be great. Like, that's the thing. You're not Bill Belichick. That's the problem. Stop hiring these guys. They're not Bill Belichick. Caldwell should have been there. It doesn't matter. You said it. Detroit stinks. He might not play either. If he does, that's a big fade. Houston looked a lot better. They grinded out versus New England. I agree. I don't want anything to do with Detroit, not even in teasers. Houston or pass.
Yeah, well, at least Houston haven't quit, right? That's the key. At least Houston haven't quit. All right, so we have the Dallas Cowboys, and this game is interesting. This division is interesting in a way that, you know, like Three's Company was interesting. It's so bad, it's good. Like, I can't look away. Like, I can't, like, you know what I mean? I can't. Larry, Janet, all the stuff. I can't look away. Now, every week I end up watching these teams play because I'm like, whatever, screw everyone else. Let me see how this Eagle team and I'll see the Giants team and the Cowboys. So very big game here for Washington, though. Washington and Dallas. And this has been sort of a merry-go-round, guys, in this division this year. And for the last, like, week and a half or so, people were buzzing about the New York Giants. Mm-hmm. But when we cut to the chase, the Dallas Cowboys – are 25 more talented, times more talented, Donnie, than anyone in this division.
Yes.
And you're not asking a lot of them. Can you guys win a couple of games? Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, Zeke Elliott. Can you win a couple of games? Mike McCarthy. I think they can, Donnie. Now they're like, this is a big game. Suddenly the Cowboys are +210 to win a division only right now. What do you think about this Cowboy-Washington game, Donnie? We're going to a break in a couple of seconds. We'll get this on the other side with Donnie. Yep. We'll get this on the other side. Washington and Dallas. Dallas now -3.
This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life. So I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game Time Decisions continues. I'm RNC, King of the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. As well as Donnie Wrightside kicking it with us right now. We're just taking a look ahead to Thanksgiving. So a special programming note. We will be here, actually, but we're going to be here earlier than normal. So me and Cam will be on these radio stations. Well, depending on your local market, it is a holiday. But a special edition of In-Game Live at 4 o'clock Eastern. The Cowboy game is up at 4:30. The Lions and Detroit is at 12:30. So me and Cam will be on at the end of the Houston game, leading you into the Washington-Dallas game and leading you into the Baltimore-Pittsburgh game on Thanksgiving. So right now, FanDuel has the Cowboys at -2.5. I think the number is short. I could be crazy, but I love the Cowboys in this spot, Donnie. Alex Smith, like, come on. You're Captain Checkdown, Cam. Alex Smith. It's a nice story that he's back. He's got one leg, this dude. I just think Dallas, you know, I think that win is going to spark them. I think CeeDee Lamb is starting to get it right now as well. You know, Andy Dalton's good enough to win this game. I think Dallas start to put it together here a little bit. Their schedule is tough, but I like the Cowboys here, Donnie. Who do you like?
Yeah, I actually go the other way. And if, you know, you can get that 3, it would be even more advantageous. But I can't fault you for taking the -2.5 because I do think Dallas has turned a corner. After that really poor outing that they had in the rain in Dallas where, you know, Andy Dalton basically got his head spiked off the turf, then the Ben DiNucci era began, which was horrendous in that game and even worse in Philadelphia. They took some time off, got out of the bye week, got back to doing what they do best, run the football with Zeke, run it with Pollard, and also work off of play action in the passing game. It's amazing what competent quarterback play can actually do for you. And you bring up a good point, Gabe. Watching over the past couple weeks, a lot of smoke and mirrors with that Washington offense because Captain Checkdown is back in full effect with Alex Smith. I think this is going to be a lower scoring game, so I think they can hang around with that front seven getting pressure on Andy Dalton. I'm actually going to take, if I can get the 3, on the Washington Redskins, but 2.5, it's a little bit risky asking them to absolutely win outright in this one.
Cam, don't forget the Cowboys played well against the Pittsburgh Steelers too. I think that's the game that sort of reminded them that, hey, we've got, you know who Dallas remind me of? The USC Trojans. And you see the USC Trojans making plays, and it's sort of like they're remembering, oh, yeah, I'm actually like a star. I'm actually a really good player. I'm actually like a blue chip. We're actually all blue chip recruits. We're supposed to be doing this, remember? And then you see they're like, oh, yeah. And then they start to make plays, and you're bang on there, Donnie. To me, and I'm not a Zeke fan personally. All right, I think the guy's a tool bag, but he's a decent running back. Decent running back. The thing is with this guy, you really do have to feed him. You know what I mean? Like, and they don't. And I got it. Pollard had that spark, but too many times, guys, you'd see Cowboy games where Zeke Elliott just wouldn't get the ball for the last 8-10 minutes of the game. Mm-hmm. They completely just take him out of the game, or they throw him in with 2 minutes left. You need to give him the ball 20, 25 times. And you saw, Donnie, what happened. He gave him the ball 25 times. He puts up over 100 yards. You control the clock a little bit. It allows the play action to open up. What do you think here, Cam? And I do like Zeke Elliott props, actually, on Thursday because I think even they understand that. As dumb as Kellen Moore is, speaking of tools, there's another one. As dumb as this guy is. I think they get it. Just hand the damn football off to Zeke Elliott and Pollard. Rinse and repeat. Who do you like, Cam?
I'm kind of me and Donnie seem like we're reading each other's mail. Gabe, I told you yesterday too. I like the Washington football team.
You're both gonna be wrong.
I love this guy. He's the best. Yeah. So I will say, I think Washington, and I agree with Donnie on the total. I think if he gets three, teasing him 10 in the under, I see a lot of defense in this game. I think both defenses, Gabe, you want to take punts over? This is going to be the Thanksgiving game that's going to bore you before we get the fireworks with Baltimore and Pittsburgh. I like Washington. I like the under, and I like Washington teased to the under. That's the way we're going to rock. I think it's going to be a very, very tight game.
Well, it's going to be an interesting show on Thursday then, because I'm going to have a lot on the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh boy. Okay. Yes. I was hoping for a smooth Thanksgiving, fact, but we got to bet what we got to bet.
And in fact, I already bet the Cowboys, which is very unlike me, Ken.
Ooh,
yeah. I like it so much.
Well, you got a better number. Got a better number.
I don't know. I maybe I'm wrong. I mean, you two sharps here. Oh no, Washington.
And pretty dull.
All kidding aside, the number hasn't really bounced. When I first saw this, Donnie, I was like, "You got to be kidding me! I'm gonna hammer! You got to be kidding me, Dallas!" Hasn't moved. Maybe I'm the square. I'm Sammy Public Square buying into the Cowboys being back after one game, Donnie. Maybe.
All three games on Thanksgiving really stick out because you say, wait a second, I'm not taking Detroit if they're only getting 3 points. Same thing in the Dallas Cowboys game. The three looks easy. And also we'll talk about the night game where it opens up at 4. You're like, wait a second, Pittsburgh only -4. Where do I sign up? They have a lot of the same feel.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, so we'll lead into this. So one thing, guys, and me and Cam are talking about this. I brought this up a lot so far this year, Donnie. But college and pro are different. Yet if you'll notice in college football, time and time and time again, you'll find out a team like, you know, oh, they have 10 COVID positive, 20 COVID positive. Then they go on and they win the game. And there's always a massive line reaction and panic. Boise State a couple of weeks ago, -15, 16-point favorites. Oh, they're missing 13 dudes due to COVID. Boom, number falls to 13. It was really, they were missing like 4 or 5 starters. And then the number falls a couple of points. Boise State wins by like 40. Minnesota Golden Gophers are terrible this year.
Yep.
They're missing 20 players. 20 guys are out with COVID. They played their best game of the year. They shouldn't have won because of the bad call at the end, but they still won. They put up 34 points. Minnesota played well. UCLA plus the points against Oregon. Oh, they lose their quarterback. They lose like 13 kids. Dude, they lost by 3 points as 18-point underdogs. We've seen COVID in college football really, like, the number goes down. You really sort of want to jump on the team that has COVID, as cold as it sounds. But what about the NFL? Do you have the same reaction? Because me, guys, when I hear 10 players, I don't care. Which 10 guys is it? In college football, there's 118 of these loser kids on the team. All right? You know the kids? They got hoodies on under the jersey. They don't even have names on the back. I don't care if he's got COVID. He doesn't affect the point spread. I hope he's okay. But I hope you're fine. But you don't affect the point spread, so I don't care. So it's the same thing. Like, oh, Baltimore, I see, oh, big outbreak today. Oh, Donnie, oh, yeah, because it changes my mind, Cam and Donnie, that Trace McSorley's got it in protocol right now, right?
Trace McSorley.
Like, who cares?
Great. Yes.
Your take, great. Donnie?
Yeah, no, you're exactly correct, because when you take a look at that line moving up from 4 to that 5.5 range that we're seeing out of it, who really actually tested positive? J.K. Dobbins is a rookie running back, so that's enough to raise it up 1.5 in this. Gus Edwards will be fine. They'll throw the football more, which even tends me to like that over 44.5 even more than I already do.
Yep.
We know that Pittsburgh struggles to run the football. Big Ben could throw for over 300 yards. Look at the last game they played. Almost 450 yards of offense came from Baltimore. Just because a rookie running back is down, you're now telling me they can't move the football? I don't buy it.
Cam?
I agree. I think this inflated line. Remember the last time Baltimore played Pittsburgh? It was very, very close. Pittsburgh edged out. Baltimore did some stupid things. They look bad against Tennessee. It's a nice bounce back spot, I think, for the Ravens. That line keeps on climbing. I agree. Gus Edwards, you know, Gabe, he could carry the load. He's done it before. And Jackson's going to run anyway. Here's the deal. Pittsburgh's been great. I get it. They're fantastic. They started off slow against Jacksonville, but then they, you know, their defense. The one thing I'm hesitant to, like, unload on the Ravens is how good the Pittsburgh defense looks. Every single week, these guys are just absolutely fantastic. Jay Luton got murdered last week in Jacksonville. Like, he actually had open guys, and Pittsburgh just hit everybody. They're lethal. I worry about it, but that's an inflated number now. Anything over 5, I think you got to take the Ravens. If I think they can win the game, I'll take the points. Give me the dog.
I can get it. I can understand it. Pittsburgh's the better team. And, you know, forget about just like the COVID stuff, that like Baltimore's struggling, right? It's not, you know, so just throw out the COVID situation. Just imagine the COVID doesn't exist. They're still struggling. Their offense struggles. I do agree, though, Donnie, with the total here.
Over,
I do agree with the total in that if you look at Pittsburgh and these guys, we've left money on the table over the years. Pittsburgh are automatic free money on the to the under on the road. 24-0-2 now when the total is under 49 points.
Man.
It's crazy. Wow. But they play to the overs at home a bit. That's where, you know, on the road, they play like a systematic game. They get a lead. They suffocate you. At home, they have more fun. They'll throw the ball a little bit more. And if you look at the history of these teams as well, the last three games have gone over the number. 28-24 Pittsburgh, 28-10 Baltimore, 26-23, all of which went over the respective numbers at the time. And I do think this game goes over the number, but I think Pittsburgh, this leads into this. You guys and all of us, including myself, we're like, nah, Steelers aren't running the table. Steelers aren't running the table. Schedule's too tough. Well, here they are right now, guys. They're getting closer. And if you look at their schedule, it is doable and possible. So, Cam, I'll start with you. Pittsburgh Steelers, do you think they can run the table at plus 700 right now? That's what it pays to go undefeated.
Wow.
Plus 700.
Now you got me thinking about plus 700. Thing is, I think they're going to lose one game. What's going to happen at the end of the season if they're in a game that doesn't really matter? That's a situation. Because right now, they're taking care of their business.
No, let me just throw in something there, that every game will matter. They've got the Kansas City Chiefs on top of them
That's true.
Right now, one game. And, Cam, there's only one bye this year, which actually makes it really cool for fantasy players and fans that we actually, these teams can't roll over Cam late in the season because there's no room to do it. You've got to keep battling for that top seed. All right, well, we'll hit this on the other side. I get your point, though. I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah,
that
this you're right.
There's only one bye.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Dynamite. Let's hope they're dynamite, Cam. All right, they finally started. So I believe they kicked off at 6:25. I don't know why they say 6. Like
exactly.
The MLS, they start every game like 25 minutes
25
later.
Minutes after, yep.
But the other ones will start on time. It's just the first game of the night for some reason, but I don't know. It is what it is. A lot of protesting going on in the MLS, too. These guys take knees for like 15 minutes before every game, it seems. They didn't get the memo. Hey, the protests are over, guys. Let's play some soccer. the Pittsburgh Steelers go 7-0. 16-0, plus 700. Cam, we were going to the break as I threw this to you. You sounded a little bit more interested, but I jumped in and I just stated I don't think they're going to roll over. They can't. Is KC quitting? No. You know, dude, there's a lot of teams with good records this year. The NFL is actually competitive with the playoff picture, and I'll credit. We criticize Goodell often, but this was a good move that they did. It forces teams not to take the pedal off the metal late in the season, Cam. Pittsburgh can't afford to. KC are right behind them with that one loss. So Pittsburgh plus 700, Cam, to go undefeated. Let me just rattle off their schedule for you.
Yeah.
So Ravens at Steelers, Washington at Steelers next week.
Yep.
Steelers at Bills.
That's the one.
Is that the one?
Yeah. I like the Bills in that spot. You know, Seattle went up there. The Bills know how to take care of business. Listen, the Steelers are an elite team, but they're not as good as like an undefeated their record. Kansas City's still a better football team than the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, you get to beat up on some lightweights there. It's been impressive, though. Don't get me wrong. I even think Baltimore should have beat them the first game. They got snake bit. I will take the Bills in that spot, Gabe. So, no, the 7-1 is very intriguing. Nice price, but I'm not going to bet it because I think they'll lose to Buffalo.
All right. Let me, Donnie, any interest at all in this? And for the record, Buffalo game is a Sunday nighter, prime time Sunday nighter.
Perfect.
It's a shame about that too, Gabe, because I look at that game in Buffalo, how crazy that stadium would be full throat for that game. And it's just, not going to have many fans there. But looking at that 7-1, it's a decent odd, but I do think they're going to get tripped up. And also, Gabe, you're talking about COVID-19. Big Ben can get this. Their running back can get it. Two of their defensive linemen can get it. I'm still going to roll with the no on that one.
All right. Let's get it. So they have, the team 19-0 season. Will they run the table completely?
No way. Come on.
What's the odds? We got odds on that? What is that?
What do you guys want? So what do you want, Donnie? What would you want for that if I told you, all right, Pittsburgh Steelers run the table through the season, win the Super Bowl? 19-0.
I guess I would
say
25-1. Yep, exactly. 25-30-1.
I need 30. Yeah. 30 would be the number.
You guys are going to have to go to another store. You have to leave my store because I can only give you plus 1600.
Thank you, sir. I will be shopping. I'm going down to the competitors market.
Going across the street.
usually have very good prices at your store. That's the I caught you.
Seinfeld, like the food store. Then you're banned. You're banned. All right. 16-1 for 19-0. And here's the poor Jets. Any team to go 0-16? Yes, all the way down to plus 200 right now.
I'm taking it. I'll take the plus
200. That makes sense.
They're not even trying to win. Give me the plus 200.
It's kind of a good point. Even though they got the backdoor cover against the Chargers, this team, you watch the New England game, we see what their recipe is. Hang around, cover numbers, and lose. That's the Jets' MO. No, I agree. They're not going to win a game. They're not winning a game.
Dolphins. Yeah, let me ask you guys, though. And this sounds, I know it's hard to do and whatever, it's annoying, but you're getting plus 200. You would make way more money if you actually just took, let's say you want to put $200 on
money
plus 200.
Or something, yeah.
Yep.
Yes, Donnie. Take the 200 and just have a Jet account. 200 Dolphins money line.
Following week.
Raiders, all the money you made.
Great point.
Money line. So you put 200. What's the money line in the Jet game right now? This is gambling 101 for people. What's the money line in this Jet game? Let's see. It is. I got all the props and futures open here. Sorry.
245 plus 245 about minus 286. I guess for in that range, 285.
Okay, so let's say you start with $285. You put it on the Dolphins money line. You get back. You got $385 back after. You flip the $385 on the Raiders money line after.
Yep.
Then you take it on the Seahawks after. Then you flip it on the Rams after. Then you flip it on the Browns after. You flip it on the Pats after. You can't tell me that's not going to be more than plus 210.
Oh, it will be. That's the way to do it. I like that. See, this is a good idea. Remember when we had our CFL and all the stuff we were supposed to do and we leave thousands on the table? Remember this idea, because we're getting older. Write it down and let's do it. Let's do it. We actually have to follow through and do it, because it's a good idea.
$285 of commitment at that rate.
No problem. Oh, I'm very committed to $285.
Honestly, I got to do that.
That is genius. That is so smart.
$285 into $385. All right, the Raiders, it'll be a little bit more. So we got to lay 300. Boom. You add it all up, guys. The 385, if they actually lose every game, I got to believe we'll end up with about $2,000.
Yep. Let's see, just a little bit less, but it's still way better than
1,700.
Like, yeah. So 1,700, and you'll be
better than plus 200.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're getting it at plus. You're getting it at plus 850 instead of plus 200. Doing it this way,
love it.
Yeah, I think we'll do our way. Our system rules. Great system. Yeah, bet it.
Yeah,
tell Wetzel.
Yeah, that's a system.
Hey Wetzel. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, that's our system.
Cam's jumped in ours now, Donnie. He's like copyright. Cam's involved.
Oh, no. I'm ours.
It's on tape. It can't be undone. We got it.
But listen, for the record, so Dolphins at Jets. I think the Jets, you know, Donnie, and you know, Cam, this is a rivalry that's always just been throw out the records type deal. It's always just sort of been weird games. But listen, you got that game. The Raiders and the Jets aren't beating the Seahawks. They're not beating the Rams in L.A. Then you get the Cleveland Browns, who are a competitive, good team. And then they wrap up with the Pats. And just out of spite, Belichick won't want to lose the last game of the year to the Jets. I think, you do the old rollover. Okay, so
probably the toughest one might be this weekend, too, with the Dolphins, because if Tua Tagovailoa starts, at least he has a decent start. But if, you know, Fitzpatrick was in, it'd be an easy walkaway. But I think you get over the hump with the Dolphins game this weekend, you're going to be okay. I like it.
I agree.
I actually like, I like the Jets last week plus the points against the Chargers. Yep. I actually like the Jets Cam this week against the Fish. Yep. All this talk of them losing.
They're going to lose. No, but that's what we said. Their MO is covering spreads, looking competitive, and losing. That's what they're doing. Yep. So, yes.
So, guys, a great thing about Thanksgiving, of course, people always enjoy the day after. Often, many people believe the turkey sandwiches are better than the actual turkey dinner. The college football tradition. I remember growing up as a kid, watching Iowa State in Texas, Donnie, on the Friday after. Oh, no, that's right. I didn't watch Iowa State.
Where was I at?
I know. I'm kidding. No, Iowa State, honestly, Texas. Guys, old days, it used to be Arkansas LSU the day after.
Yeah. Nebraska, Oklahoma,
Nebraska,
I think is big back then.
Colorado. You're right.
Colorado on the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Washington Cup. State. Yep. Yeah. Oregon State, Civil War. Civil War was there.
No. All the Civil War is the Civil War is the last game of the year, usually, Ken. Civil War is usually the last game of the year. It's not.
They're playing why are they playing it this weekend?
Because they're in week three. They started their season 2 months late.
Interesting. Very interesting. No, but I will say this. Texas used to play Texas A&M. It wasn't Texas versus Iowa State. That I do know.
Yes. That's my point. The tradition's all been tossed out the window. Yeah. These teams leaving conferences and all this stuff. But the Friday college football card is interesting, nevertheless, guys. And all kidding aside, Iowa State and Texas is a fun football game, Ken. It's not a Thanksgiving tradition game, but it is a fun football game. Iowa State, Texas, what's your thought, Donnie?
I think Texas is laid off a little bit, a couple 2 weeks too long. So now Iowa State looking fresh last week. I'll take the points in this game, the 1.5. And I usually would just say money line to give me the extra, but I have a feeling this game might be tied up late where one team needs to go for two to win it. Give me the 1.5. I'll take Iowa State.
Cam, I know you're a big Cyclone back most of the time.
I am. The Cyclones have been very good to me, and I'm not going to stop now. Purdy has looked very good with that team. Their defense is getting better every week. Texas is good, but, you know, Sam Ellinger and that team. No, give me the Cyclones. I think the Cyclones will win the game by 3 or 4. I'll definitely take the points.
Man, it's just 2-on-1, like, all night here. I think I like the long
Yeah,
one.
Take it.
Whatever is going to happen is going to happen. You could join our team.
Yes.
Exactly right. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Notre Dame, Donnie, fun football game. This is cool. This is that you want to talk about not a Thanksgiving tradition. Notre Dame in North Carolina is not a Thanksgiving tradition. But it could be a really fun game. For people that haven't watched the Tar Heels, I'm telling you guys, there's a changing of the guard. All the traditional football schools, like Michigan is a basketball school now. And ironically enough, like North Carolina is better at football. Like Tennessee is better at basketball. Everything's opposite. So people don't really talk about the Tar Heel football program, Donnie, but that quarterback and that offense, they can light it up with the best of them.
Yeah, Mac Brown really turned it around. You take a look at a high over-under right now at FanDuel, 66.5. I do think they can get over it, but I always have that conspiracy theory built in here because when I take a look at Notre Dame and how much money they can make by making it into the college football playoff, I always think the shenanigans are in. I'll lean on those Fighting Irish at the -4.5 to 5.5 number. FanDuel now showing a 5.5, so getting up there a little bit high, opening around that 3.5 range.
Cam, can the heels hang with them?
I don't know. I do agree with the over. It's very high, but I think we can have like a 45-38 type of game. I think I don't know if defense is going to be in this game. I lean Notre Dame as well. I wouldn't want to take it anything over probably 6. That's about where you kind of draw the line. I think they'll win by a touchdown, though, Morenci. I think the game should still go over. I think they might get to like 90 points in this game. This is going to be stupid.
Now, Cam, you mentioned a Civil War, and yes, they are playing a Civil War game earlier than usual, except for the record, guys, it is no longer the Civil War.
That's terrible.
It is a rivalry.
It's got a really good name now, Gabe. Gabe, tell them about the really cool name they replaced it with.
What? I don't even know. What's the new name?
It's called the Oregon State Rivalry. I mean, come on, that took a while, didn't it?
Wow, a kindergarten could have come up with that. You know what I say?
That's the new
status. Screw them. Screw them. It's a civil war to me. It'll always be the civil war. I'm so sick and tired of this crap. What civil war? We know it's a football game. We're not talking about history.
Does anybody ever think of the actual civil war with this game? Like, oh my God, do you remember how that?
No, it's
just a cool
No, it's a civil war because of the state. Exactly, Donnie.
I am so done. A bunch of guys running around with muskets and stuff like that.
Come on.
What a joke.
Instead, after the riots this year, after the George Floyd riots and the talk of the political tension, they don't feel that civil war is a proper name. It's like, come on.
You know, I mean, again, that's really the only thing the game it had going for. The game usually stinks, so it's a great name. At least you had the great name. Now you don't have anything.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Sports Grid Network.
Game time decisions continues. We're kicking it with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart, who got pretty upset when he found out it's no longer allowed to be called the Civil War. you know, Cam, I listen, I think it's all ridiculous as well. Get it. Out of all the rivalries, I get it with that name. Right now, I do get it, but I understand your anger as well. You know, that's the thing. I can see, you know, multiple. I see both points. You know, when the one I find ridiculously stupid, though, is that it's not the world's biggest outdoor cocktail party.
Cocktail party, yeah. Exactly. Like,
what was so offensive about that?
What's the problem? What, we all get drunk?
Red River Shootout.
Yeah Red River terrible. Shootout. Rivalry. Real. See, that's what I'm talking about. Gabe, it's not like the anger. It's about common sense. That's basically what it comes down. It's about common sense.
I've said it before. The Washington Bullets, they changed their name to the Washington Wizards. Number one, have people people still get shot in Washington, like nothing changed. Maybe we'll change the name and everything's going to be fine. Yeah. Number two, the Wizards is more offensive than the Bullets. Either way, like Wizards, you think of like Grand Wizard KKK or Wizard like magic, black magic.
Yeah.
And any real Christian religious person doesn't even celebrate Halloween because it's evil. So screw your witchcraft. I bring back a gun. Give me the Bullets.
I couldn't agree more.
100%.
If you want to get high and mighty about it, it's true. Wizards, that offends me. Yeah, what do you guys
agree.
Witchcraft. Witchcraft. What are you guys doing here? Like,
you're right. Like, what's wrong with bullets? Yeah, it was fine the way it was.
Bullets. Stupid. Bullets. All right, Donnie. Call the basketball, Donnie. Man, time just flew. You got a pick for us, Donnie? Have you looked at the one of the million games?
I don't have a pick, but I'll just lean on a Mac squad there. Give me Toledo tomorrow with the 3.5 going up against those Bradley Braves, Gabe. That's play of the day.
Toledo. Right. Well, Rockets. There we go, Donnie.
Rocket man, Donnie Rightside.
Rocket man.
Thanks, IVP, Twitter. Thanks, Donnie.
Have a good one, Donnie. See ya.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.